Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Today we are in Masechet Trumos. We are up to Parak Gimel in Mishnayos Beis and Gimel. And the Mishnah says, Nafal achas me'em l'socha chulin. If you have a situation, which we have previously discussed yesterday, where we have two questionable Trumos, and we said if either of the two of them happens to fall inside a chulin, so it doesn't make the chulin usher, right? It doesn't make them dimua. If the other one also falls into something else, it also doesn't make something dimua. Even though one of the two is definitely the situation, but if both of them fall into the same pile, there we know dimua happens. There is definitely truma in this pile. And since the second a truma that was separated is less than the first one, because 1/40th, 1/50th, or 1/60th, the amount of truma is less than it was in the first pile, because there's less stuff to take from it, and so therefore we assess the dimua in order to be able to nullify it, to do bito, we assess that amount according to the size of the smaller of the two. That's how we proceed. Hashutvim shetar muzachar, so what happens if you have two partners on the same produce? And one comes along and he separates the truma. Then the second one comes along and he separates the truma. So what's the deal? So Rabbi Akiva Omer, truma shneim truma. Rabbi Akiva says, each saw is partially truma in this situation because each saw contains the truma of one of the partners. In other words, Rabbi Akiva's position is, unless the first one is an expert in separating the laws of Trumos and Maestros, or unless, of course, Shimon relies on him on matters of the partnership, so he doesn't consent to the designation of the Truma of Reuven, of the first partner. And so therefore, his Truma designation is only partially Truma designation, only for his half. And so only half of what he gave, within the half of what he gave, is considered a designation for Truma. And so that's Rabbi Akiva's very strict position. The Chachamim say no. Truma Shirishon Truma. Only the Truma, the first partner, is going to be considered Truma, because the second partner consents to the designation of Truma by the first partner. He just didn't know about it. The designation works for both halves. Rabbi Yossi Omerim Tarim Harishon Kashir Ein Truma Sasheni Truma V'Lo Tarim Harishon Kashir Truma Sasheni Truma. Right? If Rabbi Yossi says when the Chachamim make their statement, that assumes, of course, that he went ahead and he separated appropriately. And if he didn't, so then the separation of the second guy is not going to be Truma in that situation. We'll explain what this means when we meet again tomorrow. But in the meantime, everyone have a great day and a wonderful Shabbos.